Yes. Okay. So we'll get into that in a sec. I want to let you talk about Advanced Home first, because I know we didn't get a chance to talk about that last time. Because I'm like, it's like rapid fire. It's just these things keep coming and stuff. But yes, so you could talk about Advanced Home Pros. Yes, because I mean, solar energy, I mean, it's awesome.
Well, it's great right now. That's what makes it so simple too. Yeah. Is with what's going on. I mean, solar makes it so you can truly lock in your energy price. You know.
Yeah.
I'll explain it. It's pretty simple, and we don't have to spend a lot of time on it either. You know.
No, I was just going to kind of give you like kind of like a promo area, like to go on. Like I said, I've got about probably 1500 subs across all my platforms. So I doubt you'll probably get any leads, but who knows? I'm like, hey, one of the people who listens to could have lots of money and then be like,
surprised.
Hey,
you'd be surprised. And just
I'd be fine taking a little bit of the commission, like the ones that you guys do. Cause I'm like, I'm a poor college kid. So I'm like, exactly. And until this reval happens, I'm like, I don't have any money.
Well, and that's the thing. You don't know what someone that hears that, their parents, someone they know, you know, could be someone in 3 months. You never know.
So why'd you guys want to get into solar? Just kind of that. Why'd you guys want to get into
that? I've always worked with homeowners for, geez, 30 years. Yeah. I was a real estate appraiser for a long time, 14 years.
Yeah.
Developed, you know, residential real estate. And then because we were doing TV, internet, and security, and I just finally got to the point, I just was done with it. I'd always been talking about solar for the last like 4 years. But, you know, things are going so good that frankly, you just, I don't think the right word is lazy, but you just stick with what you know and you know, what you've got going. And it was doing really well. And we just had some things happen over the last, you know, over the last 2 years that made me think, when am I going to wake up and pay attention to what God's showing me? It's like, I know I want to make a shift, you know. There's lots of things I could do, you know, the consulting and stuff, which I do like, you know, but I'd do that for free, basically. And, you know, I had three of my boys that work for me. So I was like, we just got to get into solar. You know, it's a longer cycle, you know, sales process and all that, but that doesn't matter. You know, you're dealing with, at least my experience is, you know, good people most of the time. Where in the TV, you know, industry and stuff like that, it's always seems like it's that person that's, you know, looking for the deal and, you know, has lost TV in the past. And so you have a lot of cancels and there's just a lot less headaches, put it that way. And, you know, I just like dealing with people. And so just, it made sense, you know, just with my experience with dealing with homeowners and in the residential space. So that was really the main reason.
Yeah. So kind of like, what's the whole process? Like how you do that, like consultation, like giving people like estimates. So kind of what's the process of kind of like you guys do at Advanced Home Pros?
Perfect question. You know, we basically, you know, someone that just goes to our website, advancedhomepros.com. There's a few input boxes, name, phone number, an email. And then me or one of my boys, typically my boys would reach out to that person. And either when they talk to them, do what's called a discovery call or set a time if they don't have, you know, 10 or 15 minutes then to get back on the phone. And the discovery call is just, we want to make sure that solar makes sense. There's about 130 million homes and about 90 million of them, you know, it works. Now, when I say it works, that means any home, it could work. But if your home sits and you've got a bunch of big trees around it, you're going to have problems. Because, you know, you want to generate enough, most people anyway, so that they are eliminating their energy bill. And, you know, sometimes, so anyway, you have the discovery call, go over that. We, you know, we have a couple of platforms we can put the address in and then it shows us the top of the house. We can get a feel right there on the spot. Okay. And then we, of course, ask them what, you know, what is the outcome they're looking for? Is it to save money? Is it to protect against power outages? And right now we're getting a ton of that. We're getting a ton of people that want to, you know, just be off the grid. And there's two different ways, you know, we think of off the grid as far as solar people, different than what the homeowner is typically meaning. They're typically meaning disconnecting, you know, having solar be their source and disconnecting from their power company. Majority power companies, they don't even allow that throughout the country. So getting off the grid to us means you want to protect. So if there is power outage, you still have power. Now, just because you have solar, if the grid goes down, you don't have power still unless you have batteries, which then it would instead of. So what happens is you produce that energy through the solar They have what's called net metering. So sometimes, you know, you're going to be producing more than you use. And then other times of the year, you're going to be producing less than what you need. And so when you overproduce, net metering is where it sends it either back to the power company, or you could send it to your batteries first and then back to your power company, which then it's kind of like winding your meter backwards. And so on those months where, you know, the weather's not as sunny, say the winter, you would have had credits built up so that then you would have that come back to help, you know, offset it. So you're not paying, you know, because you don't want to pay two bills, obviously. Yeah. So we build systems and everything's custom to that specific home and what that homeowner is trying to accomplish. So if they want to eliminate their power bill, like there's no better time than right now, because you're locking in your power cost. Okay. Your power cost with your electric company is not locked in. You've probably already seen increases. Typically without, you know, hyperinflation in play, it's typically between 5 and 6% every decade. So you can, even if you figure that, most people are financing their solar, and we do all that. It's simple. There's no heavy credit checks. It literally does in like 10 seconds. It doesn't do a hard pull on anyone's credit, and it's 1.99%. You know, some people have an issue with going into debt. The way I try to explain it is, you're signing a note that technically means you have that debt, but really you're just reallocating funds you already are spending every single month.
Exactly.
You know, if you look at, you signed to sign up with your power company, now that's month to month, but you still owe them. And so if you just look at it and you're reallocating the funds over here, well, as soon as your solar is paid off, you just eliminated that bill. Where if you stay with your power company, you're always going to pay it. And with what's going on right now, who knows where you're going to be in 6 months as far as cost, let alone a year, you know? So yeah, that's why it's a great time to do it. And, yeah, and we're also the first to tell someone if there's a unique situation where it didn't make sense, we're the first one to tell them that. And that's one thing that I've found where I live in Utah. I'm literally in the hub of door-to-door recruiting. And that's because we got Brigham Young University and Utah Valley University within 5 miles of each other, which is about 70,000 students, of which a humongous majority are returned missionaries for the Mormon Church. So they're great door-to-door guys. You know, we got huge security companies here, TV, you know, solar, pest control. And what I've been so frustrating for me is I've run across guys, and we right now, like, you're dealing with me and my boys, period. That's it. Like, we don't outsource stuff. We have engineers that work with us that will, you know, create the proposals and things. Yeah. But too many guys out there, they're hitting home runs on people. Well, I shouldn't even say that. They're taking advantage of people. Exactly. And it's hard for me to see. Like, we say we cover 50 states, and to be total transparency, we do. However, about 15 of those we're outsourcing. We still stay in the loop 100% of the time. But most solar companies only cover about that. And so we're having to create relationships with other companies out there so that we can make sure we take care of everybody that, you know, comes from podcasts that I'm on, because they're all over the country. And that's what I found with some of these guys. Now, I've vetted guys, but at first, the first 6 months, it was hard because I was, you know, getting guys. It's like they don't make it a priority, even though you're handing them an incredible lead, that all they got to do is, literally, they might invest 5 hours total to make a few thousand dollars, and they're not wanting to because they want to make 12 to 20, you know, and then they don't do anything for a month or two. And that just, it frankly, for a better word, it just pisses me off because they're so short-sighted. And that's the way I've experienced when I had my TV internet security company. It's like your sales reps, all they're thinking about is next week's commission. And that's where you get guys not being honest with customers. And, you know, if you're going to build a business, you got to play the long game, you know, and that means you got to take care of people. And that's the biggest lesson. You know, I was lucky to learn that from my grandfather, who used to come hang around my dad's car wash that I was running. And that's the one thing he instilled in me, that and take care of your people, because without either one, you have no business.
Exactly. Because it's like people come back, they reference you if they have good experiences. Yep. And so, and I know what you were saying with like the people who like won't do anything, like if it's only like a few thousand and stuff because they want 20, but I'm like, if you go in that, it's like, hey, you do multiple of the few thousands ones, and then you built it up to 20,000 plus you've already made. So it's like, you have to do more of the little projects, but it's all those little projects and all those little things add up to a big amount. Like whenever you add it, rather than just, you just do one thing and then you get the amount of money. It's like, sometimes that happens, usually not, but sometimes it does. But usually it's like the smaller things in between, a few thousand here, a few thousand there, boom, boom, boom. And then whenever you add it all up, you get the same amount here. So like I said, I'm in management. That's my major, stuff, management and marketing.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I'm dealing with that and like the business models and stuff. Cause like I said, I'm definitely going to be an entrepreneur. I know that. Cause I'm like, I'm going to be my own boss.
Natural.
I'm not going to, well, thank you. For me, that's a compliment. For me, that's a very high compliment. But
I want
to be my own boss. I don't want a whole 9-to-5 thing because I hate the whole 9-to-5 like thing anyways and stuff. And obviously because the whole 9-to-5 thing has just been created by the deep state to keep people too busy working and working 100%. Just to keep their head afloat. And then it's like, rather than the Andy Griffith days, whenever people could work at a gas station and they could make decent living, they could still have a nice home, the family, they could still take off every now and then, and they could enjoy the evenings. You know, whenever they came home from work, they came home. But of course the deep state, so the Industrial Revolution and all that, I'm like I said, it's been a very good plan, but I mean a very good plan, but bad in how it's done. But it's it's like the deep state has accomplished a lot of what they've done.
And exactly.
Don't do this. Yeah.
Yeah. Settle philosophy. I just rather have a little bit of a lot, you know. And like you said, anybody that's in business, and I find the majority don't focus this way. If your best lead is a referral from that customer you already took care of, because it's just like being on your show or being on Clay's show or some of these other podcasters, you know, people that are already listening to you, they already trust, they know, like, and trust you. That's the key in marketing. People like to do business with people they know, like, and trust. So it automatically gives me some credibility. In fact, my son, this is a crazy story. Earlier today, somebody had listened to me on a podcast with Clay. My son said he's an older guy, probably your age, Dad. he's in Texas. He had been in solar a long time. And he honestly was calling to talk to me about possibly working through us because he's tired of all the BS that goes on out there. And so, you know, it comes around. It's like that whole, you know, karma's real. That's why it's finally going to catch up to these SOBs. You know, it's finally their time is coming. But if you do the right thing, it also works that way. It's like, you know, and so you just, you do it right and you can't lose, you know, you take advantage of people and, you know, go to hit the home runs. It's going to be short lived, you know, just doesn't work and it'll always bite you.
Exactly. Because business is all about with people, like working with people, working for people, like whatever industry, whatever area you're in, whether you have your own business, whether you work for one, it's like, it's all about that. Happy customers make like good
raving fans
and stuff. And yeah, exactly. It's just, it keeps going. And like I said, because they refer people to you and like, and that's where you get the best business from. Cause you get credibility based on like who you're associated with or like who like your customers and stuff are, like the happy ones and all that and stuff. So that's why it's important. It's like the customer is always right. I mean, in business thing, I mean, I get that. Like I said, working for like Chick-fil-A and Subway before, like, I mean, I had to kind of do that even sometimes when I know they're wrong. It's like, they're still right and stuff, but it's all about making the customer happy. And in your thing, it's like giving them like honest estimates, saying like, here's what the thing is, because like you said, the deep state people, these ones out here, like they'll lie to people. They'll take advantage of people. If somebody who doesn't know about all this stuff, like they'll say, oh yeah, well, here's your estimate. Oh yeah. It'll give you great power, like whatever and stuff. But if, like you said, if they're in an area with trees or whatever, it's like a lot of times they keep their mouth shut on that and stuff.
All they're looking for is the dollar. That's it. That's what drives them. And that's so backwards. It's funny you said that. Even when they're wrong, they're right. As far as customer service, that's a line I used to tell all my sales guys, is I would say, even when they're wrong, they're right, until they're trying to manipulate you or take advantage of you.
Exactly. Oh yeah. Good.
But until you're sure about that, until you're sure about that, they're still right. Until you're sure, you know, because it's a fine line. Once you cross it, you call someone out. If you're wrong, you're gonna be hating life.
I know. Yeah. My dad always said, because whenever he was working, and stuff when he was younger too, because he always taught me that there was a rule sheet that was in one, there was like a rule plaque that was in one of his, I think his boss's office or something, or like wherever he was working one time. And it said, rule number one, the customer is always right. And then it went down to rule number two. If the customer is ever wrong, go back to rule number one.
Exactly. And it's so true. As human beings, I have no problem with anyone making a profit on me. I just don't ever want to feel like they took advantage or hid something. Exactly. I literally had bought a Ford F-150 from a dealer 5 years ago, went back 2 years later to buy a newer one. And as I'm literally getting ready to sign the docs, I see, and I've been around a little bit. And so I look and they're trying to hit me for a permaplate and clear coat for $999. I said, don't be pulling that on me. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. Like, I used to run a car wash detail center. I know how cheap I can put that stuff on. And he says, oh, well, it's already on. And I'm thinking, you got to be crapping me. You told me the price of the truck. That is the price of the truck, the way it sits. If you're trying to backdoor something, you were basically, if you get away with it, you're going to do it. I was pissed and I left. The great thing was, is I went to another dealer that I knew of, I'd never bought from, but a couple buddies from. So here comes the referral piece. Yeah. I love this dealer. It's in the town next to mine. I was buying a 2015 F-150 with, like, I can't remember. This is just, rough. Say 45,000 miles. I ended up getting, no, it had higher miles on the 15. Say it had 60. Well, that dealer had a 17 that only cost me $1,200 more. So 2 years newer, only $1,200. And it was only like 38,000 miles. So it did me a huge favor, But yeah. They'd have got the sale if they wouldn't have tried to screw me, And what did I do? Yeah. I went and posted about it. So, because if someone's doing that, it's like they always say too, is, if you love something, I might tell one or two people about that dealership, unless it, they bring some up there going to buy a truck, then I might say it. But if someone ticks you off, you're going to tell 10 people,
Yeah.
It's just.
I know. Yep. It's like they screw with you and stuff. And you're like, okay, great. Like, okay, number one, you didn't get the sale. Or even if you did, it's like you get the bad reviews and then you lose more money in the meantime. So it's kind of like, if people exactly. want to do that, like, it's fine and stuff. Like, so I've had to deal with,
A lot of businesses don't look at this part of it. So they might have just thought they lost that truck sale. No, what was the lifetime value as me as a customer? That would have been truck two, but how many other people would have bought trucks from them? You know what I mean? So say they made $2,000 a truck. So they lost two, they would have made four, but out of everyone I would have sent there, they lost probably tens of thousands long-term,
Yep.
So it's just people. Long-term, that's another.
And short-term, it's like people don't like to look past this.
Exactly.
Usually it's like they don't see the long game and stuff. It's like they only see this and stuff. And that even applies to what we're seeing. I mean, even with this movement out here and the war that that's not being fought on the mainstream, but it's like, it's happening behind the scenes and stuff. And I'm like, a lot of people, even in this movement, some of them are having a hard time looking past this on their face. And I'm like, you got to think about the long game.
No doubt.
What's going on?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's so true. It's like the guys that are looking for tomorrow's dollar. I'm not trying to make an excuse for them, because there is no excuse. But you could also say that the deep state has created an environment to where, people are, they might be struggling. So that's maybe what put them into that scarcity mode. And then they've never come out,
Get rich quick scheme.
Exactly.
Some of that mentality.
Gotta get it while I can, because just life's so tough. And then maybe my wife could stop working or whatever the circumstance. There's definitely something there, even if it's affecting somebody from a subconscious level. But like I said, it's not to give them an excuse, because there is no excuse for sticking it to somebody or not treating them right. Yeah. So we just, at Advanced Home Pros, we just live by the golden rule. That's it.
Treat people the way you want to be treated.
Bottom line, that's.
And like I said, I even go a step farther than that, because I'm like, sometimes the way I want to be treated isn't even necessarily good. And so I'm like, just treat people the way Jesus would.
That's great. There you go. That's even better.
Love people. I mean, on my show, I tell people all that. I'm like, look, just love one another. Don't attack one another. It's like, just love everybody, because this stuff is happening. I mean, it's happening. It's happening. Right. And it's good to see small businesses like coming back, and the ones that have like the entrepreneurial spirit, like even the ones that like have almost been like crushed by COVID and stuff and that have had to close their doors. But it's like the people who own them, a lot of them, they haven't lost that entrepreneurial business like fire. And it's like they're right. going to be coming back and they're going to even go farther than they did before and stuff, because they've got that fire in them and they're like, we're not like giving up on this, like mom and pop businesses and stuff. And I'm like, that's just part, honestly, that's the American dream, like part of it. Like the American, just the entrepreneurial spirit, like just making your own business, like and making your own way in this country. I mean, welcome to America.
Exactly.
How we were supposed to be. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, entrepreneurs literally are the backbone of America, period. Yeah. You know, exactly. They employ the majority of the people. And it's like you said, it's, I think that, you know, I think as we get through this difficult time and we come out the other side, which, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that's what will happen, because God definitely will win. You know, we just got to do our part. But I think it'll give people a lot more opportunity to do that and chase their dreams. You know, I think there's a lot of people that, you know, would like to, but whether it's fear, you know, whether it's debt, whatever it is, but a lot of times it's just that fear. But now I think we're going to get to a place where people can really go after it and probably get a lot better help, you know, to getting started and doing things, you know. So it's, you know, I believe it's going to be very rough here. You know, it's already rough. Yeah. And when I say that because I think we may have taught it. I feel guilty at times because I don't feel it as much, or haven't, you know, in Utah, maybe certain pockets. But I know it's rough out there for a lot of people, because I do listen to a lot of, you know, people, whether it's shows or people in some Telegram groups. And when I hear that you got veterans living in their cars, that makes me sad as hell. I mean, there's no excuse for that, man. And, you know, in fact, me and my boys, we were talking on Monday. We meet every Monday morning. And after I'd literally heard that a week ago. And so I've been really trying to find a place where on every solar deal that we do, you know, I'm hoping I can work the numbers to make it work to where we give $500 on every deal, you know, to some specific charity where we know we can verify that that money then is touching somebody specific. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I had a nonprofit years ago and it was great. We did a lot of good where we raised money for the Armed Forces Relief Trust. I was a 501c3, but then I was donating our funds to them. And then, you know, they were putting it out, you know, and I feel like they were a pretty solid organization, or we wouldn't have done it. But
yeah,
there's too many. It just makes me so angry because, you know, I was born on an Air Force base. My dad was just a dentist in the Air Force. But so when I did this Bands for Freedom back in 2004 or 2005, and we literally raised money. I don't know if you can see it on the camera, but from that camouflage wristband, it says freedom on it. And, you know, we donated like $255,000 to the Armed Forces Relief Trust. And every time I donated, I would go to different bigger cities and someone from the Armed Forces Relief Trust would meet us, and there'd be a couple of them. And when we went to Jacksonville, Florida, we were on an NBC affiliate. When we did it, they took us down. I think it was the USS Kennedy aircraft carrier, I believe it was, that was coming in from overseas. And man, I've never felt anything like that. Meaning the family's coming waiting, you know, for their loved ones to come off. You could have cut the air with a knife. I mean, it was so intense. And, you know, so once I was up close and was able to feel that and then see it and then know how we have these dirty sons of bitches in our government getting paid what they get paid. Forget the enriching themselves that they do too. I'm just talking the salaries they get, you know, lifetime.
For nothing that they're doing.
Exactly. You know, and the Secret Service and ever for presence for life and all this garbage. And then we have freaking men and women with their lives on the line, where a lot of their families are suffering at the time. A lot of them lose that love when they don't come home. Yeah. And we have them struggling financially. That is such BS.
Yeah.
Pisses me off. You know, we got to freaking change that. It's just so wrong.
And it is changing. It is. It'll be hard, near death experience. Like Juan O'Savin says, I mean, near death experience. Cause I mean, I know a lot of people when he's on and stuff, cause Nina's like near death. He's like, but I mean, we're, and Juan's like, nope. He's like near death. And he's like, we still got to get there and stuff. And I'm like, it's going to look bad, but it's like, this, like President Trump said, it's like, you know, we're going to love what's coming. It's like, we got to go through a lot to get there, but we're all going to go through it as Americans and even people of the world. We're all going to go through it together, but we're going to love what's on the other side of this. Yep. And I'm excited to see what it's going to look like. I mean, it's going to take work on our part, building back like America. And so after a lot of this stuff has happened, we're going to have to like work and start building it back. But I mean, the businesses and the technology and just how it's going to look like. I mean, it's amazing, really. I'm excited. Cause like I said, I'm a young person, 22. I'm excited. Cause I'm like, I got the energy and the fire. And so I'm like, I'm ready. I'm like, hit me with it, baby. I'm like, yeah, let's do this thing.
No, it is. I believe it's going to be great. We just got to hang in there and we got to, you know, we got to fight through those times where we doubt or that we try, you know, cause like you said, there's too many people that can't see past here. And there's, you know, some infighting between some patriots stuff. It's like, they're just
people in general.
Human nature and its egos and its pride, but you know, and it's easy to talk from the outside, but you know, we just have to, I think we just need to give people more of the benefit of the doubt, you know, right now.
Yeah.
Because none of us truly know, and we just have to have faith and, you know, and I think it's important too, when you deal with people's, you know, focus on, I had a friend who used to always do this, and I lost him to cancer, but he was one of these, you know, happy-go-lucky always and big old smile all the time. And, you know, remember him telling me one time, he's like, you know, I just believe no matter who the person is, you can always find something good in anybody, you know, and it's true. Even the person that you feel like you can't, you know, there's something that they've got that's a positive. May not be easy to find, but something's there, you know?
Yeah.
Now, unless they're totally gone, of course, and gone to the other side, that's a different story.
Yes, yeah.
Just talking normal, good
the dark human side. Beings.
Yeah.
Like Darth Vader.
That's right.
Yes, but. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming on. I know we'll probably stay on here and talk for a little bit after I stop recording, but thanks so much for coming on, talking about Advanced Home Pros. Like I said, all your stuff will be at the bottom. So hopefully if any of my listeners out here are looking to go into this and see, so they'll reach out to you guys.
Yeah. When we talk to everybody, we always ask them, where'd you hear about us? So that's how, you know, we'll know, didn't I?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll explain all that to you, but yeah. So anyone that reaches out, you can just go to advancedhomepros.com and we'll do our best to answer your questions and educate you so you can do some, you know, make the decisions that's best for you. It's not about, you know, it's not about just getting solar. It has to make sense and accomplish the goal they're looking for. So yeah, but thanks for your time.
Defund the deep state. I mean, always wherever you can. It's like, hey, give money to you rather than to more of it to these evil deep state of all power companies and stuff.
Exactly.
Always a pleasure, Steve. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay.
Hello, fellow Patriots, and thank you all so much for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor of this episode today, MyPillow. Mike Lindell is a genius in many, many areas, and his products are absolutely no exception. Mattress toppers, sheets, slippers, bath towels, and of course pillows are just a few of his many products that you can find at MyPillow.com. When you use promo code Hannah, you can get up to 66% off of all his amazing line of products. My bedroom personally is absolutely filled with all kinds of his products, and my dog Katie absolutely loves her MyPillow dog bed. Well, at least when my kitty Demi isn't stealing Katie's spot on it. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can all defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off and saying, remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.